understand we got a busy day today, but isn't it good to be busy? I heard somewhere that an idle mind is the devil's workshop, so you need something to do. Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles again, let us turn to Isaiah, the 6th chapter. And I will pick up reading at the 5th verse going through verse 8. The Bible reads this morning, "Then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, Lo, this have touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me. I also heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me. Supporting scripture from Matthew 28, 19 and 20. The Bible says, Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. On the basis of those verses this morning, I'd like to speak to you from the theme or thought in the form of a question. Can God depend on you to go? Can God depend on you to go? I wonder this morning, is there anyone that considered themselves to be faithful? For truly the Lord is faithful this morning. For it was our God that promised that he would never leave us, neither would he ever forsake us. And even in our text this morning, the Lord God says that I will go with you all the way, even to the end of the world. Isn't it a good thing to know that even on your bad days, on the days when it seemed like all hope is about gone, you can still look deep down in the depths of your heart and know that the Spirit of the Almighty God still resides with you. Amen. Have you ever noticed how sometimes when you're at your darkest moment and you're very bleak, you're depressed, you're almost ready to give up all hope, and somehow, some way, that still small voice speaks to your heart, and it regulates to your mind and lets you know that if you would just hold on a little while longer, everything is going to be all right. And I wonder this morning, is there anybody in here holding on? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There might be some things that you don't have an answer to. There might be some things that you've been confronted with and you're waiting on God to send you the deliverance. But isn't it a good thing to know that regardless of what, God is still by your side? We ought to be a people this morning that love God. We ought to love God with all of our being, because if it had not been for the Lord, and you know, that's just not an old cliche. That's just not an old saying. That's not an old testimony that the old saints used to say. But if it had not been the Lord, for the Lord with us this morning, anybody wonder or ever think about where you would be? If God wasn't a merciful and loving, compassionate God that can look beyond your faults, because I understand the Bible to read that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now, I might have one shortcoming and you may have another, but the Bible says that all unrighteousness is sin. We have a tendency to choose. We have a tendency to be judgmental about other folk and what they're doing in their walk of life. But have you ever noticed your walk may not be exactly like it ought to be? Anybody ever need to check yourself? When you began to check yourself, you realize that you need to do some things. You got to make some changes in order for God to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. I come to you this morning proposing a question. Can God depend on you to go? If you notice this morning, I didn't ask you to address your neighbor. All right. Because you need to stop worrying about your neighbor and work out your own soul salvation. This question this morning is for you as an individual. Can God depend on you? Somebody might say, for what? And that individual have not acknowledged or do not know as of yet what it is that God would have them to do. Now I understand that we are living in a time where it seems like everybody want to preach. But there's a whole lot of other things that God would have us to do. Everybody don't have to have a title to help somebody. If you're a child of God, you ought to be able to help somebody just by your walk. You don't have to worry folk to death. You don't have to go knocking on nobody's door. All you got to do is let your light so shine. Can I help myself this morning? Spirit didn't get quite as high as I thought it was going to get, so y'all done gave me a little more time. You know, when we get to shouting and jumping, you take up a whole lot of time, and I don't have any complaints with that. Because you know I'm a dancer too. I just don't dance as long as I used to. Hallelujah, G. But I thank God that I still got to dance. I thank God that I got a mind that I got something to dance about. Anybody know that you got something to praise God about? And you might be one of those individuals in here this morning that don't have a dance. You never dance, but you got the joy of Jesus. Anybody got the love of Jesus in your heart? How many of you are glad that you don't have to dance to know that you got God? How many of you are glad to know you ain't got to fall out in the floor to know that you got salvation? How many of you are glad to know that you don't have to foam at the mouth or turn a somersault to let somebody know that there's a change in your life? Anybody glad in here that you don't have to walk around with a board in the front of you? I don't have to advertise my salvation. All I got to do is be saved. Some of us want to advertise. Want to make somebody feel belittled. Because we've been in the church a long time. Some of you just been in the church. Hallelujah. There's a difference than being in the church and being a real member of the church. It's more than just signing your name on the roll. And don't get me wrong. Just because I'm preaching don't make me no better than you. Just because they're singing, that don't make them any better than you. Just because those men have been set aside and been ordained to pray for your sin and for our sin, it doesn't make them any better than you. The Bible that I read said the wages of sin is death, and the gift of God is eternal life. It depends. It depends this morning on what you want. Some of us don't have nothing because we're waiting on somebody else. I'm so glad that my blessings don't come from somebody else all the time. I found out that when somebody is good to me, that's because God been good to them. I found out when somebody blesses me, it's because God has blessed them to be a blessing unto somebody else. And you ever notice that those that bless you from the heart, they don't look for any payback? You ever notice that those that bless you from the heart, you don't ever hear about it in the grapevine? See, I don't have to go tell nobody I bought you a loaf of bread. I just need to buy you a loaf of bread. Some folk want to make themselves look good. But the Bible that I read says, out of all that you're, all of your giving, if it's not out of love, it's nothing. It profiteth you nothing. It amounts to nothing. And you can talk about it all you want to talk about it, but it doesn't make it any better than what it is. If you were able to help somebody, thank God that you were able. Anybody glad that you helped somebody? Because somewhere along your life, somebody had to help you. Now, I wonder this morning, anybody in here ever had any help from somebody else? If it wasn't for my resources of help, Lord knows I don't know where I'd be right now. And what I thank God for is that sometimes when some of your helpers die, God already got somebody else. God will put people in your life. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I want to know that I got a sister that, not my cousin, not my sister, not my flesh and blood, but she's my friend that can look out for me despite this fact that we got two different last names. Those of us that get so caught up into our names and all of that mess. Do you not know that we are nothing but brothers and sisters in Christ? We are heirs to the throne of Christ, and the only way that we're going to get it is to treat one another right. My Bible said, love ye one another. Oh, glory. Now let me get to my notes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, I'm thankful to God. I'm thankful to God because he is the kind of God that he is. And as we are here on the last Sunday of Black History Month, I think this morning it'd be a good time to invite some of the spirits of all of our loved ones that have gone on, that served and believed that God would make a way out of no way. You know, I think right now, if we could just call on the spirit of Reverend Fowles and Reverend White and Reverend Betts, I wonder, would they be pleased if they looked at us right now and what they see us doing, would they be pleased with what we are doing? I thank God for those spirits. I thank God for those that laid down a foundation, that have labored and laid it down, and all we got to do is build on it. Sometimes we get tired of building, but don't get tired of building. Know that the history of this great church, we talk about Black history. We are licking, we are walking, we are serving in history right here. We are serving in a place that has been labored. We're serving in a place that has even been called Hallelujah Boulevard. This is a corner that has always been on fire for the Lord. And I began to think about it. Don't you know, I wish that I could get old Deacon Simmons in here this morning. And I believe he'd be asking somebody, anybody got that hook of God in them? Anybody know that if God get a hook in you, you can't get away? Anybody know that when you began to think about what the saints of God did in this household? See, I can see Sister Miller now saying, the Lord will fix it after a while. I can hear Bertie saying this morning, when the Lord gets ready, somebody got to move. I can hear Brother Tom saying, come on in my prayer room, for Jesus is my doctor. Write out all of my prescriptions. Give me all of my medicine in my prayer room. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the history of this church. I'm talking about the history of those that are labored and did those things that they felt to be right before God, before our eyes. I'm so proud. I'm so proud. I can remember even as a child, I was proud to say that I'm a member of Fowles Chapel Baptist Church. Back then, we weren't saying everybody is somebody. We were just members of Fowles Chapel. But you know what? I thank God that even after 42 or 43, I don't know how long I've been around here, but I've been a member of this church ever since I was a little boy. And I thank God that even today I can still say I'm proud to be a member of the Fowles Chapel Baptist Church. And we added on, everybody is somebody. If you're somebody and you're glad to be in the house, if you're glad to be a member, you ought to tell the Lord thank you. We can't forget where we come from. Now I began to think about my pastor, Dr. F.D. Betts. Many people in this community call him everything but a child of God. But I thank God for his instruction. I thank God for his leadership. I thank God for the way that he carried himself. He was a man that could stand up and not even open up the Bible, but we quote the Bible word for word. We preach to the highest heights and learn how to call the people of God together. My pastor, always dressed good, always smelt good. Who wouldn't want to follow an example like that? You better be careful who you hang around. Because you pick up some of the habits. No, another thing, I'm proud when somebody come up. Whew, you look good. You smell good. I had a leader that told me that this place is no place for sloppy joes. He said, when you preach the gospel, you start low, raise high, strike fire, and take your seat. And I've been trying to do it ever since. But he also taught me that the same folk that say that they love you, they'll knock you down in your back. But whatever you do, don't never let nobody keep you from preaching. He told me, a whole lot of things might get out on you, but one thing, don't never let it get out that you can't preach. My pastor told me that when things get rough, preach the hell out of them. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You wonder why I preach so hard. Some of y'all got hell in you. God is a good God this morning. Every time I stand up here, look like God is doing something else with me. But you know, I'm thankful. I'm thankful because as we have studied in this last quarter, I wonder how many of us are willing to be committed to the cause of Christ. We've had a couple of months where we've been studying on commitment. And if you're going to be a child of God, you got to be committed to the cause. You can't be one of those that are so thin-skinned that every time somebody persecutes you, every time somebody criticizes you, you want to throw your hands up or ball your fists up. You better learn how to go down on bended knees. And if your kneecaps are wore out because you've been praying too hard or you didn't do the things in the right way, I come to tell you, you don't have to bend down to pray. You don't have to close your eyes to pray. All you got to do is meditate and talk to the Lord, our God. Anybody ever talk to God with their eyes wide open? Anybody ever talk to God not necessarily down on your knees? But you find yourself talking to God as you drive along the highway. Talk to God while you work on your job. You talk to God while you clean up the house. You talk to God while you pray over your children. You talk to God before you go to bed at night. You ought to talk to God when you get up in the morning. Anybody talking to God? Anybody talking to God? Anybody talking to God? Hallelujah. See, what we got to understand, when you're committed, it's not a start-stop thing. When you're committed, it's not a when-you-feel-like-it kind of thing. You know how we got some folk, they'll do it when they feel like it. They'll do it when they got a little extra money in their pocket. You know how we get happy when we got a little extra dollars? Don't have much trouble getting you to do anything, but how many of you know you get an attitude when you get broke? Anybody know anybody like that? Get broke, you can't even get close to them. But there ought to come a time when you've been broke as many times as I've been broke. You ought to know how to deal with being broke. Don't hate the world because you don't have nothing. Just thank God that there are some resources out there that God promised you that he's...